It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. All this year, Israel has been bracing for a possible diplomatic nightmare. Now that nightmare is drawing near.
Frustrated with the lack of progress toward a peace settlement, Palestinians are preparing to ask the United Nations to recognize a Palestinian state. Even an American veto in the Security Council might not stop the effort, depending on how the Palestinians proceed.
It's still not clear what the Palestinians will really do at UN meetings next week. Last-minute diplomacy continues, but Palestinians are already taking small symbolic steps, as Shira Frankel reports.
The central post office in the Palestinian city of Ramallah is issuing a series of commemorative stamps and postcards this month. And for the first time, they will identify the country of origin as Palestine. Postmaster Fathi Shebek says the stamps are meant to inspire pride among Palestinians and recognition by the rest of the world.
These things, small things, symbolizes for a country. Any foreign person who sees Palestinian stamps or something, that he will know that there is a country that is called Palestine in this world.
Their leadership is hoping that the UN votes in favor of recognizing a Palestinian state that includes the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem, territories seized by Israeli forces in the 1967 war. Under UN rules, such a move would require action by the Security Council, where the U.S. has already signaled it would exercise its veto. The Palestinians could then turn to the General Assembly to upgrade their status to that of a non-member observer state. Hanan Ashrawi is one of the Palestinian officials involved in the UN bid. She says they hope to shake up the moribund Middle East peace process.
So now we are trying very hard to rescue the chances of peace and to signal a departure from the business-as-usual approach where Israeli power politics and American collusion trumped rule of law and human rights and the requirements of peace.
Ashrawi says she has received countless phone calls from foreign diplomats and others urging the Palestinians not to go forward with the UN bid. She acknowledges that a lot is at stake. Israeli officials have warned that they could permanently withhold tax revenues from the Palestinian Authority, and a recent bill proposed in the U.S. Congress would suspend U.S. aid to the Palestinians. That combination could bankrupt the Palestinian Authority. Ashrawi says that the cutoff of funds would fuel anger among Palestinians, but insists that protests in the West Bank timed to coincide with the UN bid will be nonviolent.
Of course there will be protests, there will be march. Now we are adopting very clearly an agenda of nonviolent resistance, but at the same time resistance, yes.
Israeli officials are not so sure. The Defense Ministry has increased the security training it already provides to Jewish settler groups in the West Bank, where approximately 300,000 Jewish settlers live among 2.5 million Palestinians. Michael Ben-Ari, a lawmaker from the pro-settler National Union Party, recently issued a pamphlet to settler leaders, encouraging them to organize their own protests.
We are discussing a number of options how to match them person for person, march for march. The settlements will need extra defenses at this time, and they're making preparations.
Ben-Ari organized a conference in the Israeli parliament last week that focused on what he called the threats to Israel's settlements as a result of the Palestinians' UN bid.
We hope in the end that we can turn their games into an opportunity for ourselves. We will continue to bring attention to our communities, which are a vital part of the state of Israel, whatever the UN says.
Standing in front of the Ramallah post office, 22-year-old Alia Abid says she is excited by the steps the Palestinian Authority is taking to bolster its bid for statehood. In addition to the new stamps and postcards, mail from the West Bank will now be routed through Jordan rather than Israel. She says these are important baby steps to reduce Israel's control over the West Bank.
Maybe it is a very simple thing, a stamp. Of course, I think the new stamp is a part of an independent state.
But she adds that one day, she'd like to see the Palestinians handle their own mail without relying on either Jordan or Israel. Then, she says, they can really call themselves independent. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.